Let's talk about your first article that got published. Can you share that with us? And do you remember? And what was it about?
So the first sort of, my first entry into the business was, you know, again, right after college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was interested in music and hip hop. I was interested in acting. I was interested in writing, but I wasn't really sure. Like, I didn't really think I was a good enough writer to be a professional writer. And I took a job as a temp, temporary employee. And one of the jobs I was given was to be a receptionist at a magazine that was called Child Magazine, which was about parenting. And I'm 21 years old. I don't know anything about parenting, right? But I'm just like the receptionist answering the phones. And at that time, magazines were pretty popular. And this was a popular magazine. It was owned by the New York Times. And I don't know how it happened, but people started liking me. You know, I was like the only guy, you know, in the whole office, you know, so like a lot of the women that worked there would kind of come out and talk to me a lot. And, they were really busy one day and they said, "Hey, somebody has to do an interview with the comedian George Carlin. Do you have a minute to call him and do an interview with him?" And I was like, "An interview? Like and they're like, "Just do it. You'll be great. So I get on the phone, and I love George Carlin. I was a big fan of his comedy. And he was on the show Thomas the Tank Engine, which is kind of a famous show. And I interviewed him for like 20 minutes. I had, you know, prepared probably like insanely, like for them, like had millions of questions. You know, he was very nice.
And this was before internet? Do research?
Yeah, I don't even remember how I did it. I probably went to the library. I mean, that's embarrassing. Yeah, to date myself that much. No, but I knew enough about him. I think there were some articles about him. I found some magazine articles. Wow. And I also knew, you know, I had the press release of what he was starring in. Yeah, and I don't remember anything about the interview. I don't even know if I still have the interview, but I do remember, you know, doing the interview, handing it in, somebody writing on the top, like, "This is great, awesome job." And then, you know, 3 months later, because magazines take a long time to come out, like seeing it in print, just being like, "Oh my God, my name's like in print in a magazine." Even if it's Child Magazine, I don't care. It's cool, right? And yeah. It's George Carlin. So that got me, definitely there was a bug there that was sparked. You know, it led to them, I guess they liked what I did, and there was a spot opening as an editorial assistant, which is like an entry-level job in the business, and they hired me. And so I always feel like I fell into writing and magazines and publishing sort of by accident. It was like I'm not one of those people, and there are, and God love them, my father was one of these people who knew from like the day they were 10 years old what they wanted to be when they grow up. You know, I didn't really know. I knew that I had a lot of ideas. There was a time when I thought I wanted to be a Muppeteer. Like, I actually went and trained with Jim Henson and Jim Henson's wife. Did Muppeting. I'm doing something with my hand right now and took a course and was invited back to be an apprentice and everything. So, I mean, I was all over the place at that time in my life.